A reflection by Father Luis Cezano, Matthew 23:13-22. Open the doors. The doors. This is a very complex issue, which I have started to analyze and have even made some self-criticism about this. I mean, of course, the issue of priests and people committed to the church that close doors instead of opening them. We apologize for closing the doors to the church, which is your family, your home. We apologize for the times you went to confession and instead of receiving comfort, you received reprimand after reprimand. Forgive us, because we even rebuked you for not knowing the act of contrition. Forgive us for closing the doors when a person from the parish approached you for the first time you went to the chapel. Instead of welcoming you, they asked for more questions than the Secret Service would have asked. Forgive us for the times when we looked at you angrily during Mass when your young child cried, and we made you feel that your child bothered us. Forgive us, dear teenager, for when you declined abortion and had the courage to keep your baby. We expelled you from the parish school because we thought you were not a good example. Instead of thanking you for your courage and helping you, we turned our backs on you. From today on, let's keep the doors open. Let's strive for everyone to be saved, and let's work so that Jesus can reach everyone. Proselytism and fanaticism. These are the other issues that we must work on within the church. Instead of being a home and school of communion, sometimes the church turns into a sort of soccer championship in which each group is competing against the others. The only thing missing is that each group or parochial movement should wear their identifying soccer shirt. We are all on the same team. Heavens. But instead of thinking what is best for the church, we want our movement or group to be the best. The church will not grow because of a greater number of members, but rather through the service it offers based on prayer and humility. In church, we don't evangelize through proselytism, but by attraction. The means become the end. This is the third issue that we must work on. When the parish prioritizes earning money instead of winning over souls, this is what happens when you mix things up. When you go to a Mass because you like the priest's homily instead of going for Jesus and the Eucharist. We priests are merely a means to an end. This can also happen to you when you focus on making money for your home and family, but you do not enjoy either your home or your family. Come on, open the doors. With Christ, everything is possible. Let's open doors and let's be a great family that welcomes and comforts everyone. Let's not banish people. Let's embrace them, help them clean up, and walk together with them. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.